Happy Friday, everyone. I'm back in work. I've had a couple of weeks off. Well, not really off, but off from going into the office. I've been moving house. It's been messy, but I'm done now. Well, I'm not done unpacking, procrastinating with that. And yeah, whatever. But yeah, I'm done with the move. And today it's an amazing day in the city. There's like a breeze and it's, I don't know, high 70s, maybe a little more. But it's so good. And it's not as tourist heavy as it has been, so that is nice. I just had an ice cream to cheer myself up, which was delicious. I should have taken a picture of that instead of just my usual flower series. This week I have peonies, and my ice cream was really cool because they scoop it into like a shape of like a little flower at this ice cream place I go to, which is really cute. I had like olive oil flavored ice cream today, which I thought was going to be much stronger of an olivey taste, you know, kind of maybe a little bit more bitter and stuff. But it was kind of just like a jazzed up vanilla, which, you know, that's fine. I like vanilla sometimes. But yeah, that's been my day. It hasn't been crazy busy. A bunch of people in my office and in my building are on leave, so that is great. I haven't had just enjoying myself already. I haven't had any real interactions with humans, very many flirty experiences or anything. I've been single-mindedly focused on moving and generally just being dissociated a little bit, if I'm honest, just in function mode. I haven't done any other ramble faps. I have gotten myself off a couple of times, but it's been nothing mind-blowing. Now that I am back in my house, though, I do have some of my favorite things. I have some toys. I have my strap. I have my massage candles and my different oils and things. So that's really going to be fun just to get all of those out. I don't like buzzy toys, which I've tried. I've tried a lot of them, but I think it's just a sensory thing for me. I don't like electric toothbrushes either. I don't like stuff like that. So, but I do have a lot of different wands, like squirting wands, and different glass and crystal dildos that I love, and clamps and my pinwheel and a few other cute things like that, just to have a bit more fun with my skin. So yeah, pretty thin on the ground in terms of inspiration. I haven't listened to any audios either for a while. Or watched any porn or read any erotica or anything. So, I don't know. I just kind of started this ramble fap because it was Friday and I love a good routine. So I've already kind of been excited for most of the day thinking that this was going to happen. But didn't really think out what I was going to say. So I am sitting on a new couch that's in my office that I did not choose. Somebody else chose it. It is not to my liking. But, you know, I figured maybe I would have a different view of it if I christened it. So I have my little blanket that I always bring into the office and then take home with me. So I've put that down on this couch, and I usually either like to stand up or lay down to get myself off, as any people who have joined me before will probably know. But today I am sitting kind of with my head back on the back of the couch. It's far too low. It's this like annoying mid-century, like faux mid-century, you know, like West Elm stuff. Which, no shade. Sorry, anyone who gets that. It's just you know, one of those ones that it's not very supportive. It's not very comfortable, but it looks elegant, I guess. So my head is back and my legs are open, and I have some silky pants, like trousers pants, not underwear pants, if anybody's confused by the accent. They are taken off and folded neatly next to me because I don't want them getting creased. Which is, you know, this is why I need an assistant. I need a houseboy or someone here to fold my clothes for me and then hold them for me to put back on when I'm done. But I will just have to make do with folding my own clothes for now. And I just have a pretty plain white cotton thong on because it's a hot day. I mean, not too hot, but you know. I don't want the line in these pants, but I'm either a cotton or a silk or sometimes kind of like a mesh lace panty girl, but any other fabric is a no-no for me. So I just have that pulled to the side right now. I really like that feeling, not kind of, this is ripped to the side. I mean, ripped to the side is kind of fun, right, in a fast frenzy, but this is more like, I like the way that the thong holds my hand in place when I'm slipped in there. You know, it gives just a little bit of resistance, just to make things easier. I guess I'm pretty lazy. It's not very sexy, is it? I think it's more than just the laziness and the comfort of it. It just feels, it's a different sensation than being completely exposed. And I'm wondering what it would be like if I just had somebody who did assist me in the office in that way. Like, not a professional, not somebody I have to be responsible for. Not anybody with any complicated ethical boundaries or any of that. Just somebody who adored service. Who wanted that high protocol dynamic where they would fold my pants for me, they would get me lube if I needed it. God, not that I ever do usually. Who would bring me a drink and then go back to standing in the corner with their eyes down and only looking up if I told them that I wanted them to. And maybe scolding them for being visibly aroused in any way. Having that role play of pretending that somebody wasn't supposed to be watching me or listening to me or enjoying me or getting turned on by this. Making out that it was completely inappropriate and obscene of them to be sexualizing me. Oh, and getting turned on by what I was doing. While fully, secretly, enjoying it so much. Asking them what they would want me to do, what they want me to put an extra finger in. What they want me to press on the front of my G-spot, or would they want me to just slowly slide around and around and just tease myself? Would they want to hear of me rhythmically going in and out? Would they prefer around teasing, clit growing, and then playing around with doing more and more of what they wanted, and then deliberately doing something else? and seeing if they would give me pretend answers for what they wanted under a ploy to actually get what they wanted. I just usually like start with breast play, like to have my tits out. But today I just didn't, and I just realized that that just, just straining against this top that I have. I was realizing I've been comfort eating a lot over these past few weeks and haven't been training as much, so a little curvier than usual, and that feels good. My breasts are just kind of bulging a little bit over the edge of my bra, so it feels really nice to let them out. And that the folded down part of this bra just dig in underneath my nipple and push them together. I just have to move my phone because I have to do both of my breasts. I always feel like I hate it if like one gets left out. I have a tattoo on my left, and I often notice when I'm with partners that they kind of gravitate towards that one. Probably because, you know, if they're right-handed, like leaning down to the right is more convenient. But I think also because I have the tattoo, maybe they assume that that's my favorite. So I often like end up having to touch my own right breast to stop it feeling so left out. My favorite is when somebody has a really big reach with their hands and can just touch both my nipples at the same time, like with the thumb and middle finger. I can just about reach myself. I have pretty small hands, so I can just get it and pull. God, I just am craving quite a bit of pain today, I think. I'm just squeezing both my nipples as hard as I can together. Pulling. I'm just pinching one. Fuck. God, I need that. I need that rush. I wish I had some clamps right now. Actually, I can't wait till I dig those out and I can play with them. I'm just moving back to my clit now. Again, just picturing that my sweet little helper, whatever I should call them, if anybody would like to comment on some suggested names, roles, terms of endearment, job specifications for what this person would be. I'm sure I don't really like the word slave or sub or anything. I feel like it needs to be its own little thing. Like a butler or something. And I'm imagining that I've asked them to come and sit behind me on the sofa so that I can use their chest or breasts as a headrest so I don't have to deal with this stupid sofa. And they reach from behind and I ask them to keep pressure on my nipples, just keeping them squeezed really tight between their fingers while I play with my clit. I order them not to make a sound in my ear. I can feel their hardness or their wetness growing. I tell them to contain themselves, that they are just a chair and a clamp, and just to keep holding that tight and still tighter and tighter. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come really fast. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Fuck. Oh fuck. And then I ask them to release their hands. Release their hands. Get that rush. Oh, that rush. It's like a second wave of an orgasm. After that, oh, as it connects the two from my nipples. Oh my god. Oh, maybe I'd ask them to cover my mouth so I get the sensation of making a noise without getting into trouble. Oh, maybe they could put their forearm around my mouth so it's soft and I can bite into it if I need to. But they don't get to make a sound. They don't get to flinch. Maybe they squeeze their thighs either side of me just to hold me still. And this really possessive, nurturing hold that's still in service. Oh god, I'm gonna come again. And you just hold me tight, like squeezing me into a little ball. Oh, I'm just curled up now, engulfed by them. One arm around my face so I can bite. And yet the hand straddling both of my nipples, pressing them in to my body. Oh, and I know they would want so much for me to ask them to use that hand. Oh my god. Oh. To be asked to feel how wet I am and be responsible for that part, but they wouldn't be allowed. Oh fuck. Oh god, I still have my sunglasses on my head and I just fell off. I'm glad I didn't have those on for my meeting that I'm going to have to get to in 10 minutes, 5 minutes. All right, I better go. Thank you. It was great to have some time with you again. And hopefully see you again next week.